trying to be a
bit. Why does it matter?
To be a program.
This helping.
Thank you.
one of all. As you notice, we have something in the center of the chancel. It's the door. So we'll let the participants give you an idea of what that door is all about. We begin our worship. Please stand as you are able, and we'll begin with the greeting. The mercy of God, who in Christ bears our burdens and saves us from sin, be with you all.
And also with you.
Change My Heart, O God, hymn number 801. And so we do not enjoy the life our Creator intended for us. Also, by our sin, we grieve our Father, who does not desire us to come under His judgment, but to turn to Him and live. I invite you to be seated. As disciples of the Lord Jesus, we are called to struggle against everything that leads us away from love of God and love of neighbor. Repentance, fasting, prayer, and works of love, the discipline of Lent, help us to wage our spiritual warfare. I invite you, therefore, to commit yourselves to this struggle and confess your sins, asking our Father to strengthen, to persevere in your Lenten discipline. Most holy and merciful God,
we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience in our lives.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our self-indulgent appetites and ways and our exploitation of other people.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts and our dishonesty in daily life and work.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our negligence in prayer and worship and our failure to commend the faith that is in us.
We confess to you, Lord.
Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
For our waste and pollution, for our creation and our lack of concern for those who come after us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us.
Hear us, Lord, for your mercy is great. Amen.
As you do the imposition of ashes, you may join in singing hymn number 592, Just As I Am. When ashes are imposed, those who desire to receive the ashes come forward. After all have received the ashes, we'll continue with the liturgy. I've asked Pastor John to come up and help with this, and if you would like to come forward, you may. If you prefer not to, that's fine too.
Yeah.
service continues. Accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation,
that we may show forth your glory in the world.
By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord,
bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection.
Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, does not desire the death of sinners, but rather that we may turn from our wickedness and live. Therefore, we implore him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do on this day, that the rest of our life may be pure and holy, and that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The first reading for this evening is from the 6th chapter of Romans. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things which you now are ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end of eternal life, end is eternal life, for the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel for this evening is from the 7th chapter of Matthew. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you seek the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. The Gospel of the Lord.
Glory to you, Lord.
Before you hear two typical American Christians, we have both set our goals of entering the kingdom of heaven. Even though we're close neighbors, neither of us knows that the other has the same goal. We have both discovered the door of the kingdom of heaven, and we're excited to enter. So watch and listen to our efforts. The door to the kingdom of heaven. That sounds interesting. I always thought I'd like to drop in there for a visit. I wonder if anyone else is in there.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to go to heaven? I don't mean permanently, of course, or anything like that. I mean, you know, just a visit.
Well, you're in luck tonight, because I have found the door. That's right, it's the door to the kingdom of heaven. No kidding, it says so right here, kingdom of heaven. Want to take a look, pilgrim? Yep, that's what it says.
I don't see
a lock or a keyhole. I can't imagine anyone living in a place without a lock on it, can you? It's not safe these days, you know. Why, just the other day I had to slam the door and lock it to keep David from breaking my neck. He's such a macho jerk.
Wouldn't my neighbor John be surprised if he knew that the door to the kingdom of heaven was right here in my living room. That disgusting excuse for a human being probably wouldn't even know what it was if it slammed him in the face.
David and I have this running feud going for years. He started it. He accused me of killing his garden. I didn't kill his stupid garden. I was just killing my stupid weeds. I couldn't help it if the spray drifted over his way now, could I? I mean, how else am I supposed to get rid of the weeds? But it was his mangy mutt he lets off his chain and keeps leaving surprises in my beautiful lawn. Nothing more disgusting than walking in the cool grass in your bare feet and, well, you get the picture. And that was, if that wasn't bad enough, the dumb dog chooses my flower bed to dig in. My prize-winning daylilies all broken up. I'll never forgive you for that. I'm sure he wouldn't have the brains to know what to do with a door like this, that's for sure.
John the Jerk. That's what I call him. He kills my garden with his poisonous sprays and then accuses Rufus, my precious old hound dog, of being a dog in his yard. Look at old Rufus there. Does that hound dog look like he could do something? Does that look like the face of a dog who would do such a dastardly deed to John's yard?
This door seems to be stuck for some reason.
I'm sure it's not locked.
Now, why do you suppose this door won't open?
Is there anyone on the other side?
Yes, I'm on this side. Why don't you back off and let me in?
Me back off? Let you in? Why don't you back off and let me in?
Look, all I want to do is take a look around, then I'll go back to my old world.
What are you talking about? That's my line.
What do you mean?
I'm the one who wants to look around and go back to my own world.
Hey, that makes two of us. So?
So? What's that supposed to mean?
So one of us needs to back off so we can both go through the door.
Go ahead.
You first.
Not me. You started it.
I started it? Are you crazy? Who are you anyway? Are you an angel?
Well, I guess I could say I'm an angel most of the time. My wife wouldn't agree, though. And my neighbor, he'd say I was the devil himself, if you asked him. What about you? Are you some kind of angel?
No, I'm just an ordinary man. But I have a neighbor, like yours, who would probably say the same thing about me. He's really a nice enough guy, but he keeps accusing me of things I had nothing to do with.
Yeah, my neighbor's the same way.
Although, if I'm honest, I'd have to admit I wasn't always as careful as I ought to be.
Same here. It's hard to admit I'm wrong when I'm talking to my neighbor. By the way, my name is David. What's yours?
Nice to meet you, David. David. My neighbor's name is David, too. What a creep. Not as reasonable as you are, though. My name is John.
John? Isn't that strange? My neighbor's name is John, too. He's such a moron. Can you believe he'd actually spray weed killer when the wind is blowing it across my garden? John? John, are you still there?
Do you have a dog? A hound dog?
Hey, how'd you know that? Are you sure you aren't some kind of an angel?
In your own words, David, I'm your worst nightmare. I'm a devil. I'm your neighbor, John!
You're just joking, right?
If your name is David, you have a hound dog that leaves a mess in my yard and digs up my daylilies. I'm not joking.
Then how in God's name did you get in here? How in God's name did you ever get in there?
I've always been in my own little world. Where have you been?
I'm in my own little world, too. Say, is there a sign on your side of the door?
Sure. I see it now. It says, the kingdom of heaven. This is confusing.
So does the one on this side. This is confusing.
This is too weird. In order for either of us to get into the kingdom of heaven,
we would both have to...
We'd have to forgive each other and cooperate?
I'm not sure I'm ready to do that yet.
Neither am I.
Well, Moshi, it looks like we just as well put this door somewhere where it might do some doggone good.
What a shame. So close, but they can't get through because they won't let go.
That's what happens when people live inside their own little world.
Well, didn't the boss send his son to teach people something about forgiving?
You better believe he did.
Oh, I believe it. It's those two who better start believing it. Forgive as you have been forgiven.
Love your neighbor as yourself. Turn the other cheek.
Forgive 70 times 7. That's our way of saying without limits.
With the boss, the only sinner who can't be forgiven is the one who refuses to turn to him.
Hard to figure these humans. They'd rather destroy themselves than forgive one another.
Especially these two knuckleheads. I think the boss ought to just let us put the door back in storage for these two.
Oh, let's wait just a little and see what they'll do. Who knows? Maybe they'll get it right yet.
But I've always wanted to live in the kingdom of heaven.
So have I, but if I have to forgive you...
You know it's funny.
What's so funny?
The way the Bible talks about forgiveness.
What's so funny about it?
As many times as people screw up, God always forgives.
I didn't know you even read the Bible. But you're right. He always forgives.
His son died on the cross for our sins. That cross heals a lot of sinfulness.
A lot of pain and suffering.
It must be something like that big pole Moses put up in the wilderness for the people to look at.
Yeah, weren't they dying right and left after the snakes bit them?
But when they looked at the pole with the bronze snake, it must have reminded them of the sin that bit them.
Then they were healed, just like that.
Well, the cross must be a lot like that for us.
There's a lot of healing power in it, too.
I've taken the cross for granted lately. There really is a lot of healing power in it, isn't there?
No doubt about it.
How odd of God to choose a cross to get his message across.
God could have held a pretty serious grudge against us, couldn't he?
You're not kidding. Imagine what the hound of heaven could do to your flower bed.
Or the hot breath of God to do to your garden. I suppose I was being a little careless and thoughtless with my spraying, David.
And I could have kept Rufus out of your yard.
When you think of it, being mad at one another really hasn't been very productive, has it?
It's all dust and ashes.
What do you mean?
You know, our sins are like dust that blows away and messes things up, or like ashes, the only thing left after something gets burned up.
Yeah, we're the ones consumed by the flames. We're the ones who keep ourselves locked out of the kingdom of heaven. Not very productive at all.
Not at all. If God can forgive us, I suppose we should be able to forgive also.
My thoughts exactly, David.
John, I'm sorry. I'd like to try to be a better neighbor.
I'm sorry too. What do you say we shake on it?
Good idea.
Moron.
That's such a nice
night. Nice night, isn't it? What do you say we take Rufus for a walk?
I gotta find my words.
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
And that way it'll keep him off my lawn.
He'll enjoy it.
I wasn't born yesterday.
Now that's a nice ending, isn't it? I wish everyone could use this door and would end that way.
No kidding. What's our next assignment?
You're going to like this one, Moshi. It's a teenager and her parents who have been at one another's throats over rules and independence and respect.
Sounds a little messy. You think this door is strong enough to stand up to that kind of abuse?
As much as they've been slamming doors, I just don't know.
Hindsight News is a special creative ministry program brought to you by the makers of knee protectors for those spending hours and hours on their knees in confession. We also handle a wide variety of supplies made for Christians with listening difficulties and attention deficit problems, especially in regards to sermons. Tune in next week when Barbara Falters will interview a panel of people from the past who have experienced various skin problems which they claim were healed by the power of the cross. But for tonight, we're signing off. Let's sing, "Jesus, Remember Us."
Turn our hearts back to you to receive the fullness of your forgiveness and redemption. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Soothe the souls of people who feel like they are beyond your mercy. We pray especially for those who have special needs, Ginger Miller's father and Daniel Orwig, Becky and Barb and Betsy, Tim, and others we name in our hearts before you. Wash away the barriers that keep us far from you. Restore joy in our lives. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Fill our fasting bodies with your spirit of justice. Lead us into the challenging work of feeding and freeing all people. Fulfill your purpose in us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Reveal the treasures of heaven through the witness of all your saints. Give us the will to journey faithfully to bear Christ's salvation to all who yearn for it. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Reveal your will as you receive our prayers and conform our ways to your ways. Through the saving work of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share that peace.
Christmas.
Church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Rescue me, this child of God would grow to be a man and one day die for you and me. Our sins would drive the nails in him, that rugged cross was our cross too. Every breath he drew was yes, an act of worship. Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
let us pray as Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When we eat this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Come, join in the feast set before you. In the tray, we had the dark-colored glasses are wine, and the light-colored are grape juice. And we also have gluten-free wafers, if anyone prefers. Please come forward as you are there. Oh, I missed.
Thank you.
stand as you are able. Let us pray. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace. Amen. O God, in this meal we have been given a foretaste of the feast to come. Help us always to be alert to your gifts in our midst. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God's blessing be with you, Christ's peace be with you, the Spirit's outpouring be with you now and always.
Amen. Amen.
Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good, render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people, love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Next week, soup suppers begin. That's 6 o'clock, right? 6 o'clock. So come early and enjoy some soup. On our way rejoicing.